This is the Composer's Datebook for February 13th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1990, the Czech-born composer Karel Husa returned to his hometown of Prague to conduct a concert of his own music after more than 40 years in exile. Husa had left Prague in 1948 after the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia, and in 1954 accepted a teaching post at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. He was granted U.S. citizenship 5 years later. On the night of August 20th, 1968, Husa learned to his dismay that troops from the Soviet Union had invaded his homeland to suppress a growing Czech democratic movement. In a matter of months, Husa completed a work for wind ensemble entitled Music for Prague, 1968. It was a powerful work, inspired by strong emotions, and soon it became a classic of the wind band repertory. At the festive concert in Prague's Smetana Hall on February 13, 1990, broadcast nationwide by Czech radio and TV, Husa conducted the Czechoslovak premiere of Music for Prague 1968, a composition that had received 1,000 performances all over the world, but none until that night in the city which inspired it. One of Husa's American students, the composer Thomas Duffy, traveled to Prague to attend the concert. Husa conducted the piece vigorously, Duffy recalled, and after the performance noted that, "Twice, when I felt that the volume of applause was already overwhelming, Husa presented the V for Victory sign to the house, and the volume doubled." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.